Okay, everyone. Chodesh Tov and Mevorach. So nice to be together on this wonderful Chodesh Rosh Chodesh Sivan. We're holding four lines up from the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. And today's daf in Masechet Gittin, brought to you from Yerushalayim and HaKodesh, is daf Hey. Tanan, Hamevi Get Mibedinat Hayam, Veino Yochol Omar B'fanai Mechtav B'fanai Mechtam, Im Yesh El Avedim, Yitkayim B'chotamav. So in order to understand what the problem is that we want to present to Rabbah, let's just remember how much closer Rabbah and Rava have gotten in our review of the two shitas. According to Rabbah, the reason we have to say the Fanai Nechtam is because of the problem of Lishma, which it's not very clear what the problem of Lishma is, since Rove tells us that anyway everybody knows about Lishma. And so we had Tosis's pshat that we're worried that a husband will claim that he found a get in a garbage can and he didn't know that it was not supposed to be used because he wasn't aware of the dinim of Lishma. And according to Rashi, maybe there's a real problem of Lishma because a guy may actually find a friend with the same name and with a wife with the same name and use it, not knowing that it's Lishma. So even though suffering the Dayanim are Bekiyim, that doesn't mean everybody's Bekiyim. And then we finally came out that the truth is that Rava, who says that the reason that we made this Takana was in order to avoid the Irur HaBaal in the event that you're in a location where you don't have witnesses, and it's going to be difficult to get witnesses because they are far away. So we did this in order to prevent the woman from being attacked, a Baal who claims that her get was not a kosher get. And that would be Motzi Las. Fine. It turned out yesterday that that is a universal concern. And of course, Rabbah is also worried about that. And in the event that you wouldn't be able to get anybody to be made, then he would agree that even though people there are Bekiyim and Lishma, we would still need to avoid an Irur HaBaal, and therefore, of course, I go along with Rav. So keeping all of that in mind, let's look at the next Mishnah, which the Gemara now brings at the bottom of the daf here. It says that if somebody brought the get, but he has no ability to say, B'fanai Nechtam, B'fanai Nechtam. Now, I mean, what does that mean? It's not very clear. He has no ability to say, meaning it didn't happen. It wasn't B'fanai Nechtam, B'fanai Nechtam. And yet we're saying, im yesh alav edim yitkayem b'chotamav. That, I mean, isn't that the whole point of needing to say b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam? And here it's saying we can do without it. And all we need to do is have kiyum. So over there, later on, we asked, what does it mean when you say he cannot say? Eino yochol lomar. Does it mean he's incapable of speech? And that he's a cheresh? Maybe that's the point. Well, if he's a cheresh, he wouldn't be able to be a shliach to bring a get anyway, because you need da'at to be a shliach. I mean, it says beferish, hakol kisherim laviyat haget chutz b'cheresh ayt v'kata. So it can't mean that he can't speak. So if Yosef explained over there, actually, it does mean that he can't speak. But it's not a problem of the cheresh bringing the get. He was perfectly normal. And he was given the get, and he comes to the Beis Din, and he presents the get, and then they say to him, all right, so now tell us, was it b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam? And he suddenly gets a stroke, and he's unable to talk. That's what it's talking about. So, kegon shenatnu lo kashu pikeach, v'lo yispik lomar b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam, ad shenitcharesh. Now, this makes perfectly good sense, because according to Rava, there's no problem of lishma. And therefore, if you have kiyum, then you don't need b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam, because the only reason that it says b'fanai nechtam, u'b'fanai nechtam, is to take the place of kiyum. But I mean, if you can be mekuyum, so then why should we worry about it? But the problem is, this Mishnah makes no sense according to Rabbah. Rabbah says that we created a matzav in which we need to worry about lishma, despite the fact that there's a rov that tells us, don't worry about lishma, right? So if that's the takana, then what good will it do to be mekayim bechot mav? So what are you going to say? Answers Rabbah, We're talking about a whole new situation. We're talking about Le'acha Shalamdu. So remember, according to me, the additional dimension of this takana is that we are going to pretend that we have a real issue of Lishma because people don't know about Lishma. What do you mean? But they do. Yes, they do, but after all, the general populace, you can't say everybody knows. So we made this as the Gezerah. But here we're talking about that it's a later time. This is hundreds of years after the original Gezerah. And now everybody's on the internet, and it's the most simple thing. Everybody learns Daf Yomi. Who doesn't know, for heaven's sakes, that a get has to be written Lishma? So we don't have any problem. And I would go along with saying that it's kosher, even if you just went ahead and you were Mekayim the get. And we didn't say Lefanai Nechta, Lefanai Nechta. What? So then I don't understand. If we don't have a problem, why does the Mishnah talk about the guy is incapable of saying the Fanai Nechta, Fanai Nechta, even if he's capable? I thought you're saying it's overs. We don't worry about Lishma anymore. Is that what you just said? So then even if he is Yachol, why does it say that he has to say it? Well, says Rabbi, we instituted another Gezerah, and that is a Gezerah to maintain the old Gezerah just in case there is a general blackout on the internet. And then, Shema Yachzora Davar LeKilkulo, the world will go back to being ignorant. No one will know about Lishma again. And, of course, then we'll have the same idea of Lishma and what that Rov would know in terms of Sefer Dayanim. But then we'd be back where we were. So in order to avoid the ideas of needing to deal with this, after all, anybody who's been in an internet blackout knows what a house of cards his current culture is. So therefore, why bother letting the takana lapse? Let's just keep it in force in case society breaks down. But if that's the case, I don't understand. If we're worried, so we're back to where we started from. Okay, so you're saying that despite the fact that it's really not a problem, so then so then how does it help? Our kasha was, if you're worried about Lishma, now, Rabbi, I don't give a hang if you're worried about Lishma because you're pretending to be worried about Lishma because of the original Gezerah, or because you're pretending to worry about Lishma because maybe society will break down and we'll need the original Gezerah. I mean, what's the difference? The bottom line is, we got you. You have a problem. How could we rely on Yitkayim Bechotamav if in reality we've got the issue of at least pretending that we're worried about Lishma? So we're back where we started from. How are you answering our question? So then, Ihachi Eino Yachol Nami. Our original question was, if he cannot say Befanai Nechtam, why is it kosher? And don't give me this stuff. Well, because nowadays everybody knows, but you said that that's irrelevant, didn't you? Because we're keeping it in force anyway? Now, here is the subtle point, gentlemen. It's not irrelevant, Rabbah answers. Because if we were in the original situation, then everybody would be in the same pot. We'd have an overall problem of worrying about Lishma, as we said, in order for this to have the protection for the woman and from Yerubal and so on, all of the issues that we took into consideration. But now we're talking about a Gezerah that keeps that Gezerah in force. That's a new Gezerah. When the Rabbanan make a Gezerah, remember that they never make a Gezerah about unlikely circumstances. Now, how likely would you say a person bringing a get and suddenly getting a stroke at the very moment that he's supposed to say, b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechtam? What would you say? What a stroke of luck, huh? Ridiculous. So one chance out of 100 million? The Rabbanu would never make a gezerah about that. And since the question of whether this gezerah is in force is a new gezerah, where when you make an overall din that you need to say b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam, where do we apply this gezerah? Only where it's a milsa de shchicha. And since this is a milsa de lo shchicha, therefore we don't have to worry about it. Well, now, wait a minute. Are you telling me now that it's no longer in force in any case where it's lo shchicha? Is that what you're saying? I mean, how shchicha is it for a woman to be bringing her own divorce? Not very shchiach. I mean, mamonoshach, if a male is going to give his wife a get, so then he gives her the get. I mean, why would she bring a get and present it to Beis Din and say b'fanai nichtav, and then have the Beis Din give her the get? That's weird. You're right. It's weird. And the case where she would need to say b'fanai nichtav is indeed only where this weirdo Baal wants to make sure that the get is given to her in public in front of the Beis Din, and he says to her, look, here's your get, but I'm not giving you this get. I'm only giving you this get to be a shliach to deliver it and then have them give you the get. Okay, that's a very strange case. And nonetheless, the halacha is that tnan ha'isha atzma mevi agita b'vat shetzicha lomar b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtam, and this is b'zman hazeh. And Rabbah said that shliach shalom to, and that therefore the gezerah is enforced only because of this new gezerah. And this new gezerah applying the old din of b'fanai nechtam is not in effect in places where it's unusual. Now, you just agreed that it's pretty unusual. So why in the world does the woman have to say b'fanai nechtam b'zman hazeh? You're getting really into a tight corner, Rabbi, here. No, I'm not a tight corner. Because shalot tachalot b'shlichut. Look. We're all understanding that when we make a gzera, we don't apply it on a case-by-case basis, right? All right, so the din that a shliach needs to be able to say b'fanai nechtam, that's a simple gzera that remains in place. You're not one. Yeah, but this shliach is not normal. So what? We're not going to start analyzing which shliach is normal. We're going to one gzera. A shliach has to say b'fanai nechtam. Now, you're asking me, what about the case that we had before where the guy had a stroke? That's not the issue. The gezera is that where it is possible to say b'fanai nechtam, every shliach has to say it. That's the gezera. But that means that we did not put the gezera into force in a case where the shliach cannot say it because it's a strange situation that he got a stroke. That's all. That's perfectly normal. We're not being mechalek in shlichut. That's a different situation. A different situation. We don't make a gezeira on a different situation if it isn't a common enough situation. But any shliach that is capable has to say it. So, okay, yes, the Gemara. So then if that's the case, what if the husband himself presents a get that was written in Chutz La'aretz and he brings it now into Eretz Yisrael, and he wants to give it to his wife? Does he need to say b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam? Now, obviously, according to Rava, we don't have a problem, but according to Rava, if you're telling me that we have a problem of lishma, at least we're pretending that we have the problem, and in this case, the Baal himself is in the situation of his bringing the get, why doesn't he have to say that b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam? How do you explain that? Says, Einot tzarech lomar b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam. Well, I mean, that's not because of this new gezerah. That's because of the nature of the old gezerah. And now we're going to discover that Tosfos was right on track all along. And now Rashi is going to have to admit that the Gemara has come around at this moment to clarifying at last what really lies behind this entire gezerah. So that Rashi, remember, Rashi presents the Gemara as if it's a gradual discovery. And we really thought that we had a problem of lishma, albeit a rare problem, but enough for us to want to make certain that we won't get into a problem of lishma. Tosfos all along said, we don't really have a problem of lishma. We only have a problem of a Baal claiming that he doesn't know Lishma. Okay, but according to Rashi, now the Gemara is finally owning up to what was behind all of this jazz. I mean, the whole thing seems to be so rochok. Says the Gemara, well, come on. Really, we know that the only reason that we made all of these problems of b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam, was only to protect a woman. So taima my omer rabbanan tzarich lomar b'fanai nechtav u'fanai nechtav. Dilma ati ba'al me'ar er u'pasale. It was all because of the fact that he might possibly get because of an irur. So if he's bringing the get himself, he's going to turn around to be ma'ar er. We'll say to him, you're a nut. And therefore, we don't need to make any kind of takonas if he's bringing it. The original thing doesn't make any sense. Not because this case is considered to be a application in which we don't distinguish between shlichum. There never was a din of a husband because hashtem inkad nakit lebiyade. If he's presenting it with his own hands, he's going to worry now. We're going to worry that he's going to be ma'ar on it. Irureko ma'ar ale. Therefore, over there, we're certainly not interested. Okay, let me bring you another thing, all right? Tashma, Shmuel asked Rav Huna, what would be the din of two Aiden? Two shluchim that bring a get from Medinas Hayam. And he wanted to know, do they have to say b'fadai nechtam, b'fadai nechtam, or not? And he said, ein tzrichim. And his logic was, uma ilo yomru b'fanenu girsha, milo mehemne. I mean, if a guy would come and give two people a get and say, give it to my wife, is that any different from two people saying, we saw a husband give a get to his wife? It's the same exact situation. If two people would walk into Beis Din and say, we saw so-and-so give a divorce to his wife, and they saw it in Timbuktu, even before Barnea got there, would there be a problem of b'fanai nechtav v'nai nechtam? Of course not. The din of b'fanai nechtav v'nai nechtam is only where we are about to present the get. The guy says, I saw a husband present the get to his wife. We never made any type of takona about b'fanai nechtav v'nai nechtam, obviously. So therefore, if two people bring the get, that's the full equivalent of saying b'fanai nechtav v'nai nechtam. This, by the way, you'll recall, was the svara that Tosfa said in the beginning, that this was what the Gemara had taken into consideration when it said there's a difference if two people bring it. Whereas Rashi says the difference of two people bringing it was because they're going to be available for Kiyum. Again, Rashi's doing the same shtick. He wants to present the Gemara as a journey of discovery. We don't know this yet, the Svara, that we're saying now to explain Rav Huna. And therefore, he wanted to provide an alternative. Now we understand that the underlying issue is that such a situation is always the full equivalent of witnesses saying, we saw the husband present the get. So that's basically what they're doing. They're presenting the get. They don't need, therefore, to get involved in this whole idea before Nainestam, before Nainestam. But this only seems to make sense according to Rava, because according to Rava, the issue is, do we need to worry about a kiyum? But, I mean, according to Rava, if we have a problem of lishma, what sense does this make? So the Rava kasha, we already said that Rava agrees that la'achar shalamdu, we are not interested in this problem of lishma. But we're not. So then why don't we just allow one person to bring it? Why did he say only if two people bring it? No, because as we said before, there's a gzeresha meyavzer davar lekilkulai. So then I don't get it. So then we're back where we started from. So then if two people bring it, we should also have to worry about shemeyavzer davar lekilkulai. No. This is a new gzera, as we explained before. And this new gzera was only applied to situations that are reasonable situations. The case of two people being a shliach is very rare that a person will appoint two separate individuals, and therefore, in that case, two people bringing it is a dover that is not normal, and the milsud l'shchicha, in the end, we said that the rabbanon are not gozer. So, betray the ma'ase gita, milsud l'shchicha lo gozer b'rabbanon. And we have the same question again. Well, what about a woman? An isha is l'shchicha. And it says a woman who brings her own get, that's perfectly okay, as long as she says, b'fanai nechtav v'nai nechtam. Yes, but as we explained, we don't make separate gezeiras for separate shlichas. There's one general gezeira about a single shliach who is capable of speaking, needs to say, b'fanai nechtav v'nai nechtam, shema yachzor adavar lekilkulai. So then again, the problem is, why if the husband brings the get, why doesn't he have to say b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam? Why does it say in the bright, Allah matanya, hu atzmo shevi gito eno tzorcho b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam? And again, we explain, time of my omer abon tzorcho b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam. Since the entire issue from the beginning was the question of Dilma Ati Baal Ma'arero Pasole, in this case, if he's presenting it with his own hands, so Hashta Minka Nakit Lebiyode, we are going to worry about this guy here, Ure Kome Arer Ale, as they say in modern Hebrew. This guy is Mu'ur Ar Ben Afsho, if he does that. They're going to worry about his Ir Ur. Tashma, let's see if we could bring a raya from Hamevi get, v'natnula. How about he gave the get, he gave the get, right? And he did not say the necessary b'fanai nechtav or b'fanai nechtav. So what's the halacha over there? It says the Braita, if he didn't say b'fanai nechtav, so then, if it turns out that we could be Mekayim the get with the Chotamav, it's kosher. If not, it's possible. Which shows you, this is the continuation of the Braita, Have, which makes it quite clear that Lo Hutzrach Lomar, Befanai Nechtav, Befanai Nechtam, Lachmir Aleha, Ela Lachel Aleha. We did not make this takona to make problems for a woman. We made it so that she won't need to be Mekayim the get, because the shliach will now do that job for her. And that, as we explained earlier, is the equivalent of saying the Yadati. Remember that there was Rashi and Tosfos there too. According to Tosfos, it's only because we put him in the hot seat and he would need to be very sure about what he's saying because he's going to be interrogated. And that's why in this particular case, we will accept the shliach, even though normally we need two people. And this is a unique situation. Rashi seems to hold that Yadati, even said by one, in the case of a shliach, would, at that stage of the Gemara, have been acceptable. Anyway, but the problem is, this makes perfectly good sense according to Rava, but what happened to the din of Lishma, according to Rabbah? So why do we say that we could still use the get as long as we could be Mekayim it? Well, I already told you, didn't I? That Ochum Mayaskin and Lachar Shalamdu. We said that nowadays everything is different because everyone has the internet, and therefore all you need to do is ask Google, and Google will tell you right away, yeah, you can give that get, but you need to make sure it was written Lishma and so on. Okay, and then you look up Lishma, and everything is clear in 3 minutes. So what's the problem? So it's Lachar Shalamdu. Hold on a minute now. You said that we can't rely on Le'acha Shalamdu because we have an additional new gezeira about Shema Yachzor HaDavar LeKilkula. We need to keep in mind that Google may not be forever. Then what are we going to do? So we kept the takona in mind. Answers the Gemara. Oh, that's true. But we're talking about a case where this woman already married because of the get. And therefore, the Rabbanan are not going to passel this get after she gets married, because we don't really have any concern here at all for the union of Lishma. We're only trying to keep the Gezerah in around because of Google maybe disappearing. So we're certainly not going to make it a bidyavad that if she got married, that therefore she's going to have mamzerim as children, she has to get divorced? No, we're not going to say that. Wait a minute. So if we're not going to say that, so why did you say, and the reason is, you can see from here, that you're forced to conclude, lo hutzuch olamar b'fanai nechtav v'nai restam lachmir alea, elala kel alea. That's not true. What you should have said was that lo omru, the tzorech lomar, this din of b'fanai nechtav v'nai nechtam, ela im lo niseit, aval im niseit, then we don't say it, right? But we certainly can't say that we didn't say it lachmir aleha, because we did. Because now you're admitting that if she wouldn't have already gotten married, we wouldn't have been able to use the get. So then it is lachmir aleha. So then this statement is totally misleading. So why did you say that? No, that's adding additional point. No. Look, what it's trying to say is like this. If we're keeping the Gezerah in force, so then maybe we should be Machmir Aleha all the way that we had it originally, that you've got to say Befanai Nechtam, Befanai Nechtam. If you didn't, you're going to have to take the get away from her and re-give her the get in order to say Befanai Nechtam, Befanai Nechtam. And that's what the question is. So maybe V'chitei Ma, you'll say to me, well, if you're worried that Shema Yazra Adavar L'Kilkulei, so then maybe we should actually be Machmer even when she got married. So that's what we meant. No, we did not create a situation to make life miserable for her. But rather, why? Because, look, the only reason that we said in the first place that you need to say is why? To protect women. So now, instead of protecting her, we're going to mess up her life? Nobody ever showed up to say, your get's no good. So now let's do her a big favor and let's tell her, your get's no good. It's ridiculous. So the whole point was, Dilma ati Baal ma'ar eru pasale. If the Baal didn't show up, so now we're supposed to be the ones that just to make life more sure for her, we should be ma'ar. Anane kum v'ne'ar er. Absurd. And therefore, the meaning is still quite clear. So therefore, if she got married again, we're not going to make any problems for her unless there actually was an error. That's all that we're saying. And that makes a great deal of sense because we don't have a real, we're not even pretending now that we have a chashash of lishma. We're only maintaining the possibility of one day there being a chashash lishma. And therefore, there's no contradiction in our saying, well, obviously, we're not going to use that to be postulating the get, are we? What are we, nuts? There, so there it makes perfectly good sense. But it's necessary to keep in mind these two separate stages. That because normally, when you make a takana like this, the takana is, if you're worried about lishma, then the takana is to pretend across the board, we're really worried about lishma. And we wouldn't be able to say this. But since we are not making such a takana, that takana is basically over. Why? Lacha shalomdu. So what do we have? We have a new takana. We're worried about the failure of Google. Okay, so that new takana was not made, A, in circumstances where it's a milsa de lo shchicha, as we said before. It's not made as if to say, we are worried about lishma. We're not. We're worried about Google. And therefore, we're not going to apply it in this case where she went ahead and got remarried. That's all. But it's all based on the fact that this is not the original takana, according to Rava. It's only that we pretend that we want to still maintain the consciousness of the problem of lishma, but it leads to all of these various kulais. So, you know, it's interesting that this machlokas between Rava and Rava was a machlokas years ago, before Rava and Rava were even born. This was a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. And there they had says Beferish. In learning this Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, now we lost track of who said what, but we do remember that one of them said that the problem was L'fisha'im b'kiyim lishma, which is like the way Rabba said, and the other one said that it's because Ein Eidim Mitzuyim L'kaimo, which is the way Rava said. Ah, well, you don't know who said it? I can prove who said what. Watch this. Tistayim, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who de amar l'fisha'im b'kiyim lishma. I can bring you a proof that Rabbi Yeshua is the one who was saying like Rabba, that it's a lishma problem. The way I could bring a proof is from an actual event that took place. And that was that once Rabbi Shimon bar Abba brought a get in front of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's bezdin, and he said, do I need to say, he brought this from Medina Sayyam, and he said to him, do I need to say b'fanai nechtav u b'fanai nechtam or not? And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said to him, no, you do not. Because this whole issue about needing to say b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam, was back in the old days before Google. But nowadays, there's no problem. Because then, in Bekiyim Lishma, Avo Bedorot HaAchronim, the Bekiyim Lishma, it's not a problem. So, why? How does that answer the issue? If the problem was the inability to find witnesses, so then Google doesn't change anything unless it's a really totally functional AI and it walks into court and it says, we did see lift. Okay, so then if that's the case, how does he use this as an excuse? Only because he holds that the only problem is Lishma. Wait a second over here. I thought we ended up saying that, and we did this by examining the necessary understanding. We ended up understanding that Rabbah agrees with Rava, didn't we? So then, I mean, the same thing that forced us to recognize that Rabbah had to agree with Rava analyzing the cases in the Mishnah. So that would force Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi into the same position. So then Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi would still have to admit that we have a problem of Ein Eid and Mitzuyim Lekaimo. So what does that have to do with Google? So your explanation doesn't really work. We got a problem here. And not to mention the fact that we made a gezeira again because we were forced into that corner that there, even though La'achar Shelamdu, there shouldn't be any remnant of the Lishma problem. Remember that Rabbah had to admit that there's a secondary gezeira of Shema Yachzra Davar Lekil Kulo. See how the plot thickens? My gosh. I mean, it's getting to the point where it's hard to even keep moving your hands, and this dough is getting so thick. But anyway, it takes a lot of chazora. By the way, seriously, a 5-minute chazora on each one of these dapim keeps the whole thing in your mind and keeps the blood flowing and the dough moving. So it's really kedai. Just before you learn the daf, you know, go over all of the other dafim, spend 5 minutes on each one of them. And on Shabbos Kodesh, start at the beginning of the perek, or how many daf you were able to do, and just run through 5 minutes of daf. You'd be shocked at how clear things become when you go over them without thinking much. You just go over them again and again, and everything just comes back, and then it's all in your head at one time. When you get to one of these complex, developing stories of a sugya that keeps clarifying itself, as we said, like a Polaroid print, you don't want to lose track of the first colors before you see the end, right? So just keep going over. It's really worthwhile, and it's not a big deal. So asks the Gemara, now Rashi doesn't like this word v'tizbara, because v'tizbara means, no, that can't be true. And here we're not, obviously there's no choice, it is true. He's saying there once was a problem of Lishma, now there isn't. We're just asking a question. Rashi takes out that word v'tizbara. So, but wait a minute, let's substitute, but wait a minute for v'tizbara, okay? So, but wait a minute, v'harabah isle d'rabah. I thought that we were forced to say that if you hold the problem as Lishma, that doesn't mean exclusively Lishma. You'd still need to be worried about Ein Eid Mitzuyim Lekaimo. So why did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say we don't have to worry? And not only that, we were forced to say in the end that we were had the secondary gezer of Shema Yachzor Adav LeKilkulo, and you're ignoring that. So why did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi tell Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, no, it's not a problem. You don't need to say b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam. Why not? I'll tell you why not. Take out the word Ella, because Ella fits with Petizbra, and that's wrong. So Tosu says, no, there's no Ella. No, the answer is that the reason that he didn't have to worry about Aiden is because there was another guy here. Rabbi Shimon bar Abba was not alone when he brought this get. He had brought another person with him, okay? And therefore, since he brought another person with him, number one, even Rabbah agreed that we don't make the secondary takana of Google in a case where there's two people because it's a milsa de lo shricha. And therefore, we don't have that problem. And we don't have the problem of Ein Eid and Mitzuyim Lekaimo because we said in a case where two people bring the get, then we don't worry about Ein Eid and Mitzuyim Lekaimo. Again, now it's because of the fact that it was the equivalent of the Baal giving the get in front of us. And now Rashi agrees to that as well. So, but why didn't you mention it? I understand. I mean, isn't it important to the narrative? It is. But we let you figure it out yourself, because the reason we don't want to mention it is because of the covet of Rabbi Shimon. What would we say? That Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba and Ploni Almoni brought a get. I mean, that's not nice. So we talked about Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba. You'll figure out yourself that if we're not worried about the secondary Gezerah, and we're not worried about the fact that you have to still have Eidim Mitzrayim L'Kayim, well, must be there was another guy and we didn't bother mentioning him. That's all. Okay. Now, we mentioned before that we have to get to the issue of Bifnei Kama Notnola. It turns out that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Hanina, which we already saw before, not only argue about this question about whether there is the issue of Lishma versus the issue of Ein Eidim Mitzrayim L'Kayimo, they also argue about the question of how many people have to be present when you present the get. So as we said before, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Hanina argue about that. One of them said, now I don't know which one, but one of them said you need two people, and one of them said you need three people. And again, we know of an actual event that seems to make it clear who said what. So Tistayim, the Rabbi Yochanan, is the one who said, Hu di'amar b'fnei shnayim. Because Ravin Bar Rav Chista once brought a get from Chutz La'aretz to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said to him, give this get in front of two people and say, b'fanai nichtav u'b'fanai nechtam. So that is a great clear-cut raya. Tistaye, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says two people. So what is the machlokas based on, two people or three people? It seems to be that the Hakamiflege, the one who says two people, which is Rabbi Yochanan, he holds that the whole problem is because of people not being aware that a get has to be written Lishma. So all I need to do is to have two witnesses that say that this was written Lishma. Was man diyama b'fnei shlosha, he sees that the coming of the Takona b'fanai nechtam is meant to take the place of kiyum. And kiyum is always done in front of a bezdin of shlosha. So therefore, he says, you need to have three people, right? Lefish eidim mitzuyim, ein eidim mitzuyim. Lekaimo. Says the Gemara, excuse me? Then you just contradicted yourself. 5 minutes ago, you proved that in the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, that it was Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi who said, ein b'kiyum lishma, and that leaves you only one option for Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's got to be the one who says, l'fish ein eidim mitzuyim l'kayimo. But then if you understand that saying ein eidim mitzuyim l'kayimo means you need three people, because it has to be similar to kiyum ashtar, then Rabbi Yochanan is contradicting himself. First, he says that when it comes to this question that we said about lishma, that yes, there's the problem is a lishma problem. And now you're saying that Rabbi Yisroel ben Levi says it's a lishma problem, and he holds it's Eidim Mitzuyim. And now you're telling me that even though he holds Eidim Mitzuyim, now you need two people, and to say Eidim Mitzuyim, you need three people. Anyway, listen, the whole discussion is ridiculous. We said that Rabba holds of Rava, right? Which means that even if you hold that there's a problem of lishma, you still hold of the problem of Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kayimo. So how in the world could we explain the machlokas of Rabbi Hanina and Rabbi Yochanan about an issue that is not a machlokas? Everybody agrees you need Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kayimo, and that therefore the Shlichut is taking that place, which according to your logic would mean that we need to do it in front of three people. No. Sorry. Okay. Let's understand it this way then. The truth is that, of course, as you said, Kulei Alma b'inan Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kayimo. So then what indeed is this machlokas all about? Whether you need two people or three people? Well, it's pretty straightforward. The man diyomar, you know what they're arguing about? They're arguing about a very important question. Can a shliach who's involved in the case, he's the one presenting the get in this case, or even in other situations, can the actual shliach become a witness for the case? And as a witness, once we're saying he's also a witness, then we would say, it's no problem for a witness to actually be a judge in a case? Or does that mean he cannot be a judge in the case because he is a witness? So that's the problem. The man d'amar who says that you can give the get only with two people, that's because he says, if you're giving the get in front of two people, you're in a business. Why? Because the shliach is one of the dayanim. So he holds that the shliach is nasa aid, and the aid is kosher to be a dayan. The other man d'amar, which again, we can only decide who holds what based on the natural event. But the other man d'amar holds that the get would have to be given in front of three people, because he holds if you only give it in front of two people, then it's not similar to Kiyum Shtarot. And after all, this is meant to take the place of Kiyum Shtarot. And he holds that Ein Eid Nase Dayan. And therefore, it's all very nice that we look at the Shliach as an aid, but therefore, we're still going to need a Dayan. I find that very difficult to believe, says the Gemara, because, I mean, this is a machlokas that has had so many applications. Halacha l'maisa, we've constantly been semech that at least where an issue is derabbanan is concerned, for sure the halacha is that an eid na'aseh dayan. So why are we now saying that you'd have to do it in front of shlosha? I can't believe that all of a sudden, when it comes to this particular derabbanan, so now we say you cannot. Maybe somebody will say, "Ain't Nas the Dayan." Don't believe it. Ella, I'll tell you what the explanation is. Of course, aid is Nas the Dayan, but you know what the machlokas is over here between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Mar Savar, given the Ishak Sherala Haviyataget. Remember that Rabbi Chanina, who says over here that you're going to need three people, because Rabbi Yochanan was one who said two people. He says that's because since we said that a woman can bring her get, correct? And she brings her get and she needs to say b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav. Now, how many people are going to realize that if she's the one who's saying b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav, then the rules change because she is not kosher to be the dayan? And therefore, in that case, we would not be able to say that the shliach is nasa aid and the aid is nasa dayan. So, as insurance against confusion about such a case, since a woman could bring maybe her get, somebody else's get, that's not the point. But she's able to say b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav. So maybe they will end up thinking that they can be mitzarif her to the three. So because of that, Rabbi Chanina says, look, it's kedai to make a gezeira that we should always need three kosher dayanim. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, what do you think this is? A Haredi magazine. Basically, people actually know who a woman is and who a man is. And therefore, it's unlikely that they'd get confused. So Isha Mida Yadi V'la Samchei. Why wouldn't they be able to tell the difference between a man and a woman? I don't believe that that would be an actual chashash that we've got to worry about. Okay, now the question is, can we bring a raya that it's good enough for there to be only two dayanim? Tanya kavasid Rav Yochanan. Amei v'get mimidinat hayam. He gives it to her without saying, b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam. According to Rabbi Meir, yotzi v'havlad mamzer. V'chachamim omrim, ein avlad mamzer. Kate Sadia says, if it's not a mamzer, what do? Take the get back, give it to her again, and this time say b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtav. But it says, just as a loose, that wasn't the main point, but meanwhile we see, it says give it back in front of two people. Oh. So we see from this brisa that Rabbi Yochanan is right. You only need two people. Hey, wait a minute. Does it make sense for Rabbi Meir to say that just because you didn't say b'fanai nechtav, u b'fanai nechtam, I mean, man, this whole thing was this gezera, and that we're going to actually create mamzerus out of this? Yosef avlad mamzer? I mean, don't you think that it doesn't make sense? We should say that we don't make the get puzzle. I mean, after all, we're only trying to help. No, remember that Rebbe Meir has the general shita. Rebbe Meir Lataime. The Omer of Amnuna Mishmei to Ula. Omer Haya Rebbe Meir. Kol Hamishaneh. Mimadbeya Shetav Uchachamim Begiti. Once the Chachamim mint this coin, the Madbeya Shetavu, it's minted in stone. And it cannot be changed because the idea of a Madbeya, like the Madbeya of a Bracha, we don't change the Madbeya of a Bracha. I've used the same word. It's already been minted. So you'd like to say it differently. Chachamim minted it this way. So the same thing is true about the nature of a get. Once the nature of a get is defined by the Rabbanan, it's basically written in stone, so to speak, and you've got to use that coinage. And therefore, according to him, the get is simply pasul. We don't create getim that are sometimes a little bit pasul. Now, as Tosis pointed out all the way back when we were questioning the shloisha getim that are psulim bin Rabbanan but are kosher, b'diavad. Tosis says, but wait a minute, how could Rebbe Meir say that? I thought Rebbe Meir says, Madbeya Shetovu Chachamim. So Tosis explains over there, those three Gitim are therefore presented that way in the Mishnah because they are part of the original mint. So that we do have accessible Gitim that Ein Lo Zman, or Yesh Lo Zman, Ein Lo Ela, and Al Charetzon. All those Shlosha Gitim are part of the Madbeya. But Ein Achinami, if we would have said that it's essential to have a Fanai Nechtav, a Fanai Nechtam, forget it. And it would be possible. Now, gentlemen, you understand that if that is the case, it makes a great deal of sense suddenly to us. Again, as I say, the picture becomes clearer and clearer with every passing day. Now I understand why we said before we want to keep the takana good for dummies. And you asked, but couldn't we just ask whether you wrote it lishma? Ah, but now we understand that since if we had made the takana, aliba de Rebbe Meir, the shliach must say b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam. If he doesn't, then the shlichut is batal and the get is batal and the children from a second marriage will be mamzerim, according to Rebbe Meir. You can see how essential it is to phrase the takana in a way that even a dummy is not going to make a mistake, because otherwise it would actually be passing it. Bar Hadaya wanted to once bring a get from Chutz Lartz. So he comes to Rav Achi, and Rav Achi was the one that everybody went to find out all of the dinim about a get. This is, by the way, something that is still very nogeh l'halacha, and that is that there are special rabbanim that are bekiyim in getin v'kiddushim. And that's because the Gemara says anybody who's not an absolute expert in those issues should not have anything to do with them, because exactly what we're reading here, these are so complex, so many issues that come together that you have to really have the sugyas clear. So at that time, Rav Acha was the one that was mimuneh. That's the concept of mimuneh. He was the person that everybody went to forget him. So he asked him, okay, I just want to make sure I do this right because I'm going to be bringing a get. So Rav Achi said to him, well, then you got to know, tzoricha talamod al kol ot va'ot. You need to make certain that this get was written lishma, and you also need to make sure that we don't have anything that is not in front of you, even according to Rava, because of Tosfos' idea that the reason that we accept one witness, the shliach, is because we may put him in the hotspot. So Rav Achi said, you should know, this hotspot is a serious hotspot. So if it's lishma, oh man, you got to make sure every last thing is written lishma. And even if it's not lishma, because the Tosis is for it, this is how the Ran explains it, because the Tosis is for it, you're still going to be in the hotspot. And you therefore have to know every oat, because we want to really heat up that hotspot a lot. That's why we say every oat. You're going to be really subject to intensive cross-interrogation. So then he was also the Kami, the Rav Ami, Rav Asi. Then he comes to Rav Ami and Rav Asi, and they said to him, I don't know what he was talking about, Rav Achi. That's absolutely not true. You do not need to know more than, as we'll see, just one line, you could say, is written b'fanai. And don't say to us, okay, but I want to be machmir because Rav Achi said to be machmir. No, because if you're machmir, then you're going to be nimtza tamotzi laz alagitim arishonim. Remember, the whole point over here is to make sure that people shut their fat traps. Now, if you're going to do anything to allow those fat traps to open, and of course, everybody knows everything, so especially Bizman HaSef, if we have Google, so they're all going to say, well, you know, all of these other gittin over the past 500 years, people actually did not satisfactorily address the b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam. Little did they know that sarichata lamod al kol ot va'ot. So then you're going to basically patzel all those gittin. That's not called being a good boy who's being machmer. Actually, what you're doing is you're being motzi laz. That's what you're doing. More of which will be seen Bezrat Hashem tomorrow. Meanwhile, wishing everybody a wonderful Rosh Chodesh, a hischachas of tremendous Bo Lahar Sinai, and a Yemei HaGbola coming up, and tomorrow being Yom HaMiyuchas, Atem Tiyuli Mamlechet Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, and hopefully a preparation for our meeting together to be able to make a siyum on Masechet Sota and prepare for Chag HaShavuot. Hikdim Refuah L'Makah, since Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Botkam Kisotot after the Maisa Egel, it would be good to be Botkam Kisotot before Kabbalah Sotera. So it's always better to make sure you know what you're getting into before you get married and not discover it afterwards. Anyway, everybody, wishing you a wonderful Rosh Chodesh and looking forward to the Schus and amazing pleasure being with you tomorrow, hopefully, Ezrat Hashem, Kol Tov. Chodesh Tov, Umevurach.